Class is in session for science teacher Roger Newell. The 8th grade teacher at Oak Park's Medea Creek Middle School has been an educator for more than 3 decades, but today he's one of the students, so to speak, learning about a new approach to teaching science being implemented in California.
I think in the long run it'll be far more impactful because it'll give them the opportunity to become better citizens and to be able to think and examine issues, problem solve, all of those things that we want them to be, is thinkers and problem solvers. And before, they were just memorizers.
Hundreds of educators were at a conference looking at California's new science standards and how to implement them in classrooms. In 2013, the state adopted what are known as the Next Generation Science Standards for grades K through 12. Nathan Inouye is science coordinator for the Ventura County Office of Education, which is sponsoring this event in Camarillo to educate educators about the new approach to science.
Today is really about helping districts in Ventura County and our surrounding area to support them in implementing these new science standards. What's changing is there's a shift in the emphasis of not only students knowing something about science in terms of information, but really being able to apply that and transfer that understanding in ways that support 21st century learning skills like collaboration, critical thinking, communication, and creativity.
Dr. Maria Simani is executive director of the California Science Project.
It's not only knowing why an answer is the right answer, but knowing why all the other answers are not the right one, because you really have investigated in a process that is the scientific way of engaging in the practices of science that really makes you confident that what you know is the right way of thinking about certain issues.
Educators from a number of states worked to develop the new approach. Then the states decided if they wanted to adopt a version of the plan. California was one of the first on board with the effort and is a leader in implementation. Cal State Northridge professor Virginia Vandergaunt was one of the state plan's authors.
We're actually trying to teach students more of the process of science, the joy in actually finding that answer and how you get to that answer.
Science has been a high-profile issue in recent days, especially with weekend marches on the Central and South Coast and around the country to support evidence-based research. Dr. Jerry Lieberman is the director of the State Education and Environment Roundtable. It works with connecting the environment with classroom educational efforts like science and math.
People are seeing how important science is, whether it's decisions about the environment or about their daily lives. And I think one of the most interesting things for me about the Next Generation Science Standards, especially in California, one of the goals is to make science relevant to students' lives and to their community. It's a new thrust, really, and I think that's why it's engaging.
For some of those who actually have to implement the new approach in their classrooms, they say it's an exciting time, but that it admittedly leaves them a little nervous because it's new. Roger Newell with Medea Creek School in Oak Park.
I think over the long run, it's going to teach them how to think and be scientists rather than just memorizing facts and bits of knowledge and things like that. It'll be good in the long run. It's just going to be a 180-degree departure from what we were doing. That's what gets people a little nervous. We got things mastered. We're doing things really good. And now they said, oh, we're going to do this. Well, so everyone's really nervous about it.
While the state has adopted standards, how they will actually be implemented will vary from school district to school district. The districts have the latitude to shape their programs and to pick the classroom materials that they'll use. While some districts have their new efforts in place, others are still putting the pieces together. Still, the end goal is the same: moving science education away from filling in the blanks with memorized answers to giving kids the skills to figure out how to solve the problem. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.